Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we've got some musical questions, we'll hear some records from this past week in history, and some musical Americana. But first, I'd like to ask that you allow me a couple of personal indulgences. The first segment of this edition of the show is dedicated to my friend Charlie in Arkansas. He's been having some trouble with his shoulder for the last decade or so, and will likely be undergoing some surgery soon. So here for Charlie in Bull Shoals, Arkansas, with best wishes that his shoulder finally gets all fixed up, are some rapidly rotating records about, yep, shoulders, beginning with McKinney's Cotton Pickers.
You and bribe you with wonderful speeches. I could sing your praises with grand repartee, but darling, I desire to confess my love, express my love this way. I know the words that I use are simple and not very smart, but what I say to you, straight from the shoulder, right from the heart. Others may sing of the spring, to them making love is an art. But when I sing to you, straight from the shoulder, right from the heart. Who cares if others may laugh, if as a lover I'm
green. Who cares? Let them all laugh. Long as you know just what I mean. It's old as the hills, it's true. To whisper I love you, I do. But when I say I love you, I do. And when I pray that we'll never part, it's straight from the shoulder, right from the heart to you.
Some shoulder songs on Rapidly Rotating Records with best wishes to Charlie in Bull Shoals, Arkansas. We started the show with McKinney's Cotton Pickers, directed by Don Redman, with Dave Wilborn performing the vocal, and There's a Rainbow Round My Shoulder from November 23rd, 1928. Next, it was Bing and Kitty Carlisle from the 1934 Paramount picture She Loves Me Not and Straight from the Shoulder, written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel. And we just heard Al Boley with Ray Noble's orchestra, July 2, 1934, and Over My Shoulder, written by Harry M. Woods from the 1934 British picture Evergreen, starring Jesse Matthews. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. The second segment of this evening's show is dedicated to a friend of mine named Gordon, who I'm very sad to say recently passed away. He played piano and enjoyed music of all kinds, including, atypical for people of his age, vintage music of the 1920s and 30s, and he was an enthusiastic fan of the show. Apart from his paying job, he was also active in community theater as an actor and singer. So here for Gordon, who I know is hearing the show even without a radio or the internet, are some rapidly rotating records about Broadway, beginning with Charles King.
There may be streets that have their sorrow, a smile today, a tear tomorrow. But there's a street that lives in glory. It always tells the same old story. Don't bring a frown to old Broadway. You've got a crown on Broadway. Your troubles there are out of style, for Broadway always wears a smile. A million lights, they flicker there. A million hearts beat quicker there. No skies are gray on the great wide way. That's the Broadway melody. Don't bring a frown to old Broadway. You've got a crown on Broadway. Your troubles there are out of style, but Broadway always wears a smile. A million lights, they flicker there. A million hearts beat quicker there. No skies are gray on the grapevine way. That's the Broadway melody. Broadway, you magic street, river of humanity, I have trudged my weary feet down your gay white way, dreaming a million dreams of fame, yearning for you to know my name. Broadway, you have heard the stories of a lot of tears and glory, but you always are the same, always playing in the game, noisy, hurried with your bustle, scrambling, dizzy, full of hustle, jazzy, silly, brassy, thrilly, Broadway singing Broadway's music. That's the Broadway melody.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway, the rumble of the subway train, the rattle of the taxi, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Max's, when the Broadway babies say goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies never sleep at night.
They wait till the morning.
Oh, good night. Kiss me good night, baby. Good night. Oh, can't you see that the milkman's coming our way? Good night, baby. Good night. Let's call it a day, oh, come on along and listen to the hidey-o and boobadoo. Lend an ear and you'll hear the lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to go to town. You rockify your baby round. You get crazy, your mind gets hazy, listening to the lullaby of Broadway. Good night, baby, good night.
Broadway, and it's my Broadway, with the rhythm of the music and the music of the rhythm. Come what may, it's the same Broadway for that part of the city, in the heart of the city. Plant my feet on that grand old street and let me live in that gay tempo. Bright light shine on that old skyline. Come on to the main stem where everyone mingles, the roaring of the traffic and the singing of the jingles. Your Broadway and mine. Far away I may be, still the Broadway melody lingers on longingly, deep within the heart of me. I'll remember every hour, through every day, through every song, till we meet on the street back where I belong. It's your Broadway, and it's my Broadway, the rhythm of the music and the music of the rhythm. Come what may, it's the same Broadway for that part of the city, in the heart of the city. Plant my feet on that grand old street and let me live in that gay tempo. Bright light shine on that old skyline. Come on to the main stem where everyone mingles, the roaring of the traffic and singing of the jingles. Your Broadway and mine. The rhythm, come what may, it's the same Broadway for that part of the city, in the heart of the city. Plant my feet on that grand old street and let me live in that gay tempo. Bright light shine on that old skyline. So come on to the main stem where everyone mingles, the roaring of the traffic and singing of the jingles.
That handsome, debonair man about town, Harry Richman, in London on September 25th, 1937, and Your Broadway and Mine from Broadway Melody of 1938. Harry Richman was followed by those syncopating harmonists from New Orleans, the Boswell Sisters, Connie, Martha, and Vet, and Lullaby of Broadway, written by Al Dubin and Harry Warren for the picture Gold Diggers of Broadway. And we began with Charles King on May 4, 1929, and Broadway Melody. Charles King was born in 1894 and was a leading man and singer on the Broadway stage from 1908 to 1930. He was also in the movie musicals Broadway Melody and Hollywood Review of 1929 and was a character actor in almost 100 films of the 1930s and 40s. Some songs about Broadway for listener Gordon. Rest in peace, my friend. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, vintage music of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL Avalon, and anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to Glenn@RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. Or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. Or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
It's time now for This Week in Recording History. That's right, that's the part of the show where we play some rapidly rotating records recorded this past week in years past. And to start us off, here's Bert Furman's Dance Orchestra.
There's something old and something new in it, something hot, something blue in it, 7 million people doing it. What a rhythm, get the feel of stone and steel, add a little sex appeal, and do the New York. Thank you.
Some rapidly rotating records waxed this past week in history. We began with the Casa Loma Orchestra, July 6, 1931, and Do the New York, with the vocal by Kenny Sargent. Then it was Rube Bloom and his own composition on a solo piano, Silhouette, recorded July 1, 1927. And we just heard Phil Spitalny's music from an unissued Edison disc recorded July 5, 1929, and Miss You.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Last week was the birthday of one of the world's most widely read columnists, Ann Landers. She and her twin sister Abigail Van Buren, better known as Dear Abby, were born 17 minutes apart on Independence Day, July 4th in 1918 in Sioux City, Iowa. Ann Landers was born Esther Pauline Friedman, and Abigail Van Buren's real name was Pauline Esther Friedman. The twins even had a double wedding ceremony on July 2, 1938. Esther Pauline Friedman became Ann Landers when she took over Ann Landers' advice column at the Chicago Sun-Times in 1956, where the column had already been in existence for 12 years. So here to commemorate Ann Landers and Dear Abby and their advice columns are some musical requests for advice, beginning with Duke Ellington and his orchestra.
Thank you. sight beneath the pale moonlight and swear by stars above you. Could I repeat the sweetest story told? Could I entreat? Would it be too bold? Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you?
Go by when there's so much to do.
I never saw a better night for swimming channels,
or playing hopscotch,
or pitching horseshoes,
or maybe making love is best.
Now
what would you suggest?
I never saw a better night to raise the devil
by breaking windows
or stealing apples,
or maybe we ought to hold hands, Dolly. Is that best?
Honey, what would you suggest?
Well, what's best?
I never saw a better night to go canoeing,
or see a prize fight,
or maybe watch a movie,
or maybe touching lips is best.
Well, what would you suggest?
Oh, 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 you're the cutest girl I know.
Say, Sonny, I'm kind of strong for you.
Oh, 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 won't you?
you ever let me go. Wait till the moon turns blue.
I never saw a better night for learning lyrics.
Or doing doubles.
Or maybe making a couple of records.
Or maybe making love is best.
Now, what would you suggest?
Some musical requests for advice on Rapidly Rotating Records. Contrary to what it sounds like, the name of that last song is not What Would You Suggest, but I Never Saw a Better Night. That was Dolly Dawn and Sonny Schuyler with George Hall and his Taft Hotel Orchestra from July 12, 1935. That song was written by Louis Gensler with the lyrics by Johnny Mercer and was from the 1935 Betty Grable picture Old Man Rhythm, in which Mercer made the first of his two appearances as an actor. Lucille Ball also has a non-speaking and uncredited bit in the film. Before that, it was Victor Arden and Phil Oman and their orchestra and Should I? The vocalist on that July 29, 1929 recording was Scrappy Lambert, credited on the Victor label as Bert Loren. And we began with Duke Ellington and his orchestra November 3, 1927, and What Can a Poor Fellow Do? Bubber Miley was absent from this session, and Jabbo Smith, who was with Charlie Johnson's Paradise 10 at the time, played trumpet in his place, along with Louis Metcalf. Smith had been given an opportunity to join Ellington's band in 1927, but turned it down because he was offered only $65 a week. Also in the band on alto sax was Harry Carney.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at radiofreeworld.com.
This past week was, of course, the 4th of July. I hope you had a pleasant holiday and a nice extended weekend. So here to wrap up this edition of the show are some Rapidly Rotating Records in celebration of the nation's 227th birthday, starting off with a spelling lesson.
Grand old meeting on Decoration Day, there spoke a veteran old and gray. What makes us love this country, land of the brave and free? I'll tell you what, said he, it's liberty. L stands for love of our country, I for independence too, B for the brave man who fought for us, the emblem, dear red, white, and blue. For the right that we fight for, the true Americans will be. Why, it's for you and for your duty too, that stands for liberty. Thousands sang in glory with voices loud and clear. Then all as one stood up to cheer. They teach it now to children in every school you see. It now and ever shall be liberty. L stands for love of our country. I for independence too. B for the brave men who fought for us. E the emblem, D red, white, and blue. R for the right that we fight for. C true Americans will be. Y is for you and for your duty too. That stands for liberty. That we fight for, the true Americans will be. Wise for you and for your duty too, that stands for liberty.
slightly belated 4th of July celebration on Rapidly Rotating Records. We began with Henry Burr all the way back on August 8, 1916, and L-I-B-E-R-T-Y, written by Ted S. Barron. Barron wrote another patriotic song in 1917 to help the war effort called Let's Help the Red Cross Now. But he didn't write just patriotic songs. In 1915, he collaborated with George L. Cobb on the music of On Honolulu Bay, with the lyric by Jack Yellen, and in 1902, a song called If Time Was Money, I'd Be a Millionaire, with the lyric by Felix F. Feist. Next, it was a rather jazzy rendition of Stars and Stripes Forever, written on Christmas Eve, 1896, by John Philip Sousa. That version was recorded in February of 1940 by Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra. Then it was the original Memphis Five and Fireworks, recorded July 13, 1929. The original Memphis Five was founded in 1917 by Phil Napoleon and Frank Signorelli after playing in dance bands together at Coney Island in New York, and they were one of the most prolific of the early white jazz bands. They recorded under a variety of other names, including Ladd's Black Aces, Jazzbo's Carolina Serenaders, Bailey's Lucky Seven, the Southland Six, and the Cotton Pickers. Red Nichols, Miff Mole, and Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey also played in the band from time to time. Despite the group's name, none of the band members was from Memphis or even from the South. The band was named after W.C. Handy's song Memphis Blues. And we just heard Clarence Whitehill in 1916 and America. Opera star Clarence Whitehill was born in Marengo, Iowa in 1871 and was studying voice and working as a clerk in Chicago when his vocal talent was recognized in 1896 by Nellie Melba, who advised him to study in Paris. With financial backing from a local music patron, he did just that and made his operatic debut in Brussels in 1898 under the name of M. Clarence. He debuted with the Metropolitan Opera Company in New York in 1909, and his career there lasted until his death in 1932. Stay tuned, because there's more, but I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend the last hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week for more Rapidly Rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. I thank you for your very kind attention, and here to finish out this 4th of July set is Kate Smith.
From the mountains, to the prairie, to the ocean.